Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hans, good morning and welcome to the show. How are you?
Mark, I'm doing just fine, thanks.
I'm glad to hear that. You got to be in Washington, D.C., I'm assuming, for the big salute to our military this weekend?
It was quite a show, and what a actually terrific way to celebrate 250th anniversary of the U.S. Army.
Yeah, I was proud that they did that this weekend, for sure. You know, so when we talk about how Americans feel about things, I think they have an overwhelmingly positive view of our military, but they don't have an overwhelmingly positive view of the Supreme Court. I was looking at this AP, this Ipsos poll that was out, that's out in the news this morning. It says Americans are divided on major issues that the U.S. Supreme Court is due to rule on in the coming weeks. But most agree on one thing. Neither Republicans or Democrats see the nation's judicial body as politically neutral anymore.
Well, yeah, I understand that. But, you know, part of the reason for that is that the left in this country has been painting the court as a political institution for the past couple of years. Why? Well, because they've been so upset that the majority of the court, which is largely conservative, has actually been on, in most cases, ruling according to the Constitution, as opposed to trying to get to the social goal that the political left wants. Look, that's why they want to pack the court, because they want to put justices on, who will always rule in their favor, no matter what the Constitution or the law says. So they've been painting the court with political paint now for quite a while.
Yeah, true. So we have, 2 weeks left, and are there 21 cases left to be decided here?
Yeah. And look, some of them are extremely important, particularly what's called the Scrimeti case. This is a case out of Tennessee in which Tennessee said, if you're under the age of 18, if you're a child, you cannot be surgically mutilated. You can't be fed poisonous drugs in order to give you the appearance of the opposite sex. And more than a dozen other states have passed laws like that trying to protect minors. And, of course, the ACLU and others sued them. And so the Supreme Court's going to decide, can states protect their children from that kind of medical abuse?
Yeah, including Missouri. So we're all watching that one closely here as well, for sure. Birthright citizenship's another one, correct?
Well, yeah, although the issue in that case is the legitimacy of nationwide injunctions. They're not actually deciding the merits. What they were arguing about just 2 weeks ago was three different federal judges had issued injunctions against the Trump administration. So that was the issue. Were those injunctions legitimate? There's also a big porn case. You know, Texas passed a law simply saying, look, if you're a porn site, you got to verify that people are adults when they enter your site. And so all these pornographers formed an organization deceptively called the Free Speech Coalition, and they sued saying, no, we shouldn't have to verify the age of people. And I don't think that's too much to ask folks to do if they're providing that. But that's also – that's a big case.
Yeah. And then, of course, the one in Maryland had caught my attention because the Maryland school district suddenly stopped warning parents when they were going to be talking about LGBTQ storybook lines in class. And the parents used to be able to get warned and take their kids out of those lessons if they wanted to. It was an opt-out. But then the district decided that was disruptive, huh?
That's exactly right. And the problem was these weren't just in, you know, sex education classes. They incorporated that kind of propaganda in all of their classes, including their English, they're just the standard English classes.
Wow. That's crazy. So the Hans, I was really disappointed that they wouldn't basically take up the AR-15 ban. I think it was in Maryland, wasn't it? Is that the one they declined?
Yeah, it's unfortunate. And all it would have needed is one more vote.
Right.
One more vote of a justice to take it, but they didn't. So, you know, what can you say? Somehow it seems like they've been trying to avoid Second Amendment cases.
What does it mean when Gorsuch says, but we need to? I think it was Gorsuch, or no, it was one of the justices said, we need to consider this in the near future. Is he talking about maybe the Illinois case that's coming their way?
Yes, he's saying that they have got to settle this issue because, look, it's very clear that a number of states are not paying attention to and are abusing the Supreme Court's prior decisions upholding the Second Amendment. They're putting in very restrictive regulations that are not in accord with the amendment or the way the Supreme Court's applied it.
Couldn't agree more. Hans, appreciate your time. Thank you. Have a great week.
Thanks. You too.
All right. Hans von Spakovsky there with Heritage. Heritage.org is a great website. All right. We're going to get to a quick break. We'll get you a check of business coming up.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.